Happy 75th, WPRB. Hi, I'm Paul Dunn, and I was program director in 1957-58. WPRB was a great station then. It's even better now. That's why I'm proud to donate to WPRB.
In loving memory of Paul Dunn, a great force for growth throughout WPRB history. Today, we celebrate our 80th. In the 2010s, we were celebrating our 75th. These are promos made by WPRB alums for the occasion.
I'm John Catlett of the Princeton Class of 1964. After learning about radio as a student volunteer at WPRB in the 60s, I managed a New York City station that attracted 2.3 million listeners in the early 70s, and then I ran a pirate station on a ship in Europe that reached more than 12 million people a week. Today, even WPRB could be heard by many times that number by way of the internet. We're still around and still growing because of our programming ideas. So listen to WPRB for the best of what radio can be in the future.
When I say WPRB loved the fall, I mean WPRB loved the fall. 20-some years after Christian Pering and Hugh Hines' 80s and 90s British import show Totally Wired, named after the fall song, DJ Chester Duboff used the same name for his punk show in the mid-2010s. Here are the two show promos, one from the 80s and one from not so long ago.
A Totally Wired!
You don't have to be weird to listen to Totally Wired on Tuesdays from 5 till 7, hosted by the genuine British article, Christian. It's WPRB's weekly show for the latest British indie releases with rare import records that you won't hear on any other station. Provided by our sponsor, Music in a Different Kitchen, 29 Eastern Avenue, New Brunswick. Phone 908-545-3551. So tune in to Totally Wired on 103.3 FM on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. to hear the best of British. And you don't have to be an American.
Thursdays at 9.
I'm totally wired.
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 WPRB.
I'm totally wired.
Thursdays at 9.
How did WPRB sound in the 2010s? You may remember clearly. But if you need a refresher, here are some 2016 air checks from DJ Xena, host of Cabbages and Kings.
Hey folks, you're listening to Expectorations with me, Xena La, on WPRB Princeton every Friday from 2 to 5 p.m.
Sorry, I don't want to make you nervous or something.
So here we are. I was last on air on Tuesday, and I will be on air again, actually, tomorrow at 6 p.m. We're doing a Bob Dylan hour in commemoration of his Nobel win. So I'll be sort of heading that. We'll be playing a lot of Dylan stuff, talking. So, I don't know. I've got some things that I want to play for you, some things that I don't know. Just getting some things that I really haven't had fully formed in my brain cells. I'm sure by now you're tired of hearing me saying, I don't know. it's not that we don't put any thought into it. It's maybe a little bit too much thought. Just play some darn music already, you're saying to yourselves. And to yourselves, I say, sure. Let me just have at it. If you have anything that you'd like to hear and try for me to try to find for you, 609-258-1033 is the number to call. Let's get started. You're listening to WPRB Princeton Community Supported Independent Radio. My name is Xena La. This is Expectorations. We just listened to William and Versie Smith when that great ship went down off of the Anthology of American Folk Music, Volume 1, Ballads. Before that, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir of Salt Lake City, Here Will I Stay Beside Thee, from Bach's St. Matthew's Passion, from a self-titled vinyl that we have in the stocks, and at the top of that, Clogs, sort of a folk classical group, On the Edge, from The Treasures in the Garden of Lady Walton. WPRB wants you know to know that volunteers are needed at NJ Blood Services, which supplies blood products and services to 60 hospitals throughout the state. The Blood Service volunteer is an integral member of the collection team whose task it is to assign donors with registration, escorting, and canteen duties, and to watch for post-donation reactions. Volunteers should have the ability to relate to the public, be able to perform different jobs as needed, and have the willingness to follow the rules. For additional information, contact R. Jan Zepka, Manager of Community Relations at 732-616-8741 or rzepka at nybloodcenter.org. Additionally, let's just go through the weather. Today, partly sunny, a high of 40 degrees. Going to be partly sunny tomorrow, too, with a high of 36. And sort of mostly cloudy till Sunday night. There's a chance of rain and snow, high of 37. Sunday night, there's snow likely. And Monday, we're back up temperature-wise, high of 46. So we got an 80% chance of rain through Monday, clearing up on Tuesday. So I guess Sunday night's the night that you have to be really... Sunday and Monday, be careful on the roads. Stay safe. Don't slippity slop. Don't stay on the road. I have a bunch of compact discs here. And LPs. Oh, man. Long playing. Man, why am I forgetting LPs? Yikes. My youth is showing. I have a bunch of black, weird smelly thingies with cardboard covers and shiny donuts with plastic covers around me, sort of picking and choosing. I got one request in, still trying to find that in the stacks. So I'm gonna just play some music. Stay warm.
Mr. Head! Robbie Little Ducky! WPRB! WPRB! Princeton!
I'm a zombie!
Hey everybody, you're listening to WPRB Princeton. If you haven't heard the news, and I'm Zinala, and this is Expectorations. We just listened to a piece by Smetana from my country. We listened to a movement from that. Vice of Fraud. I think that's wow, I really can't pronounce that, and sure there's enough classically intelligent, very intelligent high class people who could. So I'm gonna let them tell you how to pronounce it. Before that, Dori Previn, the Empress of China, from her amazing self-titled album, which I picked up after seeing reading an interview with Father John Misty, who said that was one of her his inspirations for his last record. I was like, I want to check this out. And it was great. And before that, Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions, Let Me Get There, from Until the Hunter, a new album, also featuring Kurt Vile on that. I'm putting myself together slowly but surely. I've been liking this groove. I put on some mood lighting in the studio, which makes it very hard to pick which track you want on a record. But, you know, sort of encourages some sort of exploratory emotions. So it makes it less bad if you miss the track that you want to play on an album, which for the record, I have not yet done. So, hooray for me. Not many people can say that today. And. All right. Get on with it. Okie doke.
Here's another couple of promos from our 75th anniversary drive. John Weingart perfectly captures the essence of WPRB over the years he's been on air.
Hi, this is John Weingart, and this is WPRB's annual membership drive. I'm away this weekend, but I did pick out some music to bring in and contribute to the show this evening. And most of the songs I pulled out are songs about New Jersey, and they are, in a way, an example of why WPRB is such a unique resource. In New Jersey is one of the very few states without an official state song, which is not a hardship, but it does become a matter of public interest every so often as legislators and others debate what would be the perfect song to be the New Jersey state song. And yet that's a sort of idiotic concept because there are so many songs about different places in New Jersey, about the state as a whole. There's songs that make reference to driving on the New Jersey Turnpike. There's songs that mention a whole lot of towns in the state. There's songs that lament that there are no cowboys in New Jersey. And the idea that you'd pick just one to be the one you would listen to just doesn't make any sense. And that's inherently a recognition of WPRB, that there is so much good music and varied music that is well worth hearing, that there needs to be a place to hear it. It's not just those songs that become very popular for one reason or another, either because they're good or because of other reasons. It's all the music, not all the music, because there certainly is music that not too many people might want to hear besides those who created it. But to have a place like this, a place where some people who like music, who are into various kinds of music, can pick out what they think is the best, what I get to do on Sunday night, pick out what I think is the best or at least the most interesting or at least interesting, even if not the most interesting, and share that with a community of people who like to listen to the radio, who like to listen to this kind of music, is a real treasure, and that's what WPRB is. So once a year, we ask you for your financial support, and that is this time of the year. Call 609-258-1033 to make a contribution, or you can go online and pledge. Thanks for your support. Hi, this is John Weingart. If you donate, you can help keep the station on the air. The line is your station's been on the air for 75 years, and you can keep it on for another 75 years. I've only been on the station for a little over 40 years, and I'm not sure I'll be on for the next 75, but I never expected to be here this long. I started doing a show on WPRB at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Monday morning in the February of 1974, and I was a graduate student. And with a couple of breaks of 6 or 8 months, I've essentially been here ever since. And the reason is, for me, it's fun as disc jockey. I get to hear a lot of wonderful music and then get to share it with anyone who wants to listen. And there's no other station quite like this one. There are certainly other listener-supported stations and NPR stations and other college stations, but none of them, to my knowledge, have the breadth that WPRB has and has the non-commercial focus, not only to not hear commercials, but to hear music from musicians who, for the most part, aren't going to make a lot of money, which is too bad for them, but they still love what they do. And for those musicians to get to be heard on WPRB and get to have an audience that's a little bigger than it might otherwise have been, for those musicians to get to be driving down the highway and hear their songs on the radio, can keep them going for another 5 or 10 years and motivate them to keep playing. And for those of us who don't make music but just get to listen, it's amazing how much wonderful music is created all the time, and then all the old wonderful music is still around. So on this program on Sunday nights for all these years, I try to mix up brand new music with music that was recorded in the 1920s and 30s and has been reissued over the years into new technologies. Albums from the 1970s that were really good and for the most part didn't get much of an audience at the time, but still are really good to listen to. And there just aren't other places to play that range of music that you hear on Sunday nights here with a sort of folk music-centric theme, but you hear throughout the week on WPRB, whether it's classical music or jazz or rock music or opera or anything else. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to hear. And while technologies change and each new technology, whether it's TV or movies, is said that it's going to replace the ones that came before and that radio is going to be a thing of the past, radio keeps chugging along and providing lots of entertainment, even a little education for those of us who want to listen. So call 609-258-1033 or go online and make a contribution to WPRB. Most listener-sponsored stations talk about their annual fund drive, but then they have three or four of them a year. WPRB, we only have one, so this is your chance. 609-258-1033. Thanks for your support.
We invite you to think about now, the 2020s. What do we sound like? What will you remember about us? What will they remember of us 80 years from now? And finally, we'd like to thank you. Thank you to all listeners, donors, and community members who have helped us grow and thrive in the past 80 years. Here's to 80, 800, even 8,000 more wicked years of WPRB.